Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Cella. I am your host, Veronica Vilsky, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Aurora Ramirez. Aurora attended our Spanish and Psychology program in Lima, Peru. Aurora, bienvenido y gracias.
Hola.
Can you tell us about yourself?
Yes, so my name is Aurora, and I live in Tucson, Arizona. I graduated this year from the University of Arizona with a psychology bachelor's. I currently work with at-risk families. In my free time, I love to walk my dog, spend time with my family, and I've recently gotten really into crochet.
Nice. I also crochet.
Oh, it's kind of addicting.
It is. How many dogs do you have?
I just have one dog. I've had her since I was 15.
Oh, wow. That's fun. So what made you decide to attend the Spanish and Psychology program?
The thing that interested me the most in attending the course is the firsthand experience that I was going to gain with another culture. So I am, my family is Mexican, and I'm a native Spanish speaker, but I never took any formal Spanish classes. And so I wanted to really immerse myself in a Spanish-speaking culture so that when I returned to my social work job, I could work with more Spanish-speaking families, and I would sound professional when speaking about psychology terms.
So did you feel like you accomplished that throughout the program?
Definitely, definitely.
Good. And what did you think of – oh, sorry, you continue.
Oh, that's okay.
What did you think of the difference between Mexican Spanish and Peruvian Spanish, if anything?
That was actually my favorite memory because they are very different in the way that cultures are very different. And in my mind, I had this idea of all Latin American cultures are the same. but that was not the case when I went to Peru. And that was definitely my favorite part because it made me realize that sometimes things that are okay to say in Mexico are definitely not okay to say in some other Latin American cultures.
For example, can you think of any?
I can't think of any right off the bat, but there were a few times where I would say something and it would stump the professors, and then I would explain what it would mean. And there were a few funny moments that I can remember us laughing during class.
That's good. I'm glad, though, that you still felt like the classes were worthwhile and didn't feel like you already knew it, you know? So did you have any concerns before you arrived in Peru?
Concerns. Well, honestly, my biggest concern about the program was that it wasn't real. So the website and the testimonials seemed just too good to be true, that there could be this immersion program. And once I got there, I was pleasantly proved wrong. This program was everything I expected it to be, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Good. So you said your current career is working with at-risk families. What do you help them with?
So currently I am helping them with, it's more of the parenting type of stuff with families. They are families who are currently involved with DCS. So they're looking for help in being better parents. So it's really about focusing on the family and strengthening that family.
Okay, and have you seen a difference in your relationships now that you have gone through this Spanish program?
Yes, I have. I have in the way that the cultural awareness piece, like I mentioned, I thought all Latin American cultures were the same, and I was surprised to learn that they're not. And it's really important to be aware of that culture when working with families. In the program, in the psychology program, we were lucky enough to be able to shadow some social work that was done there. And that was one of the biggest eye-opening experiences that I had, just to see how fortunate I am to be able to help in the social work field.
Mm-hmm. So moving on to talk about classes at Acela, what did you like least about the way classes were run?
The least. I think maybe the part that was my least favorite was just the different levels of Spanish speaking students. But I don't necessarily put that on the school just because I'm a native speaker. So I think my expectation of the program was more to learn more advanced things in Spanish, such as grammar. Yes, grammar. But since it was a psychology program, I was with some of the same students that maybe weren't at the same level as myself. But it did give me an opportunity to practice my Spanish. So all around, you know, I can't really think of that many things that I had an issue with.
Right. What did you like best about the classes?
The professors. Definitely the professors, because they made you feel comfortable. Even in those little situations where I might have said the wrong thing or said it in the wrong way, they were always really polite and friendly in the way that they corrected me. So I definitely felt more comfortable in practicing my Spanish.
Mm-hmm. What types of medical shadowing or volunteer work were you able to do?
Didn't do any medical shadowing, but we did.
Okay.
We did shadowing in the community. My favorite thing about that part was that we got to see different aspects. So we shadowed and did some volunteer work in the school for special needs children. We also did some volunteer work at an orphanage. We got to do some volunteer work with some adults in a community. So there were different aspects of volunteer work that we got to try.
How did those opportunities impact you?
Well, those opportunities definitely impacted me in the sense that it made social problems more real for me. So sometimes in the work that we do here in the United States, I don't really get to see poverty on that level and the need for assistance. So when I was able to do that volunteer work, it really opened my eyes to how important psychology work is, especially in countries who need it the most.
Did you attend this program on your own, or did you know other people going?
When I first signed up for the program, I attended it on my own. And then later I found out that one of my coworkers had attended the same program, except for she had done it in Argentina.
Oh, how fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you went, how long did it take you to kind of get to know the other people in your program?
I think our group of psychology students kind of bonded really quickly on in the trip. I would say by the first weekend, we were already great friends.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it was so fast?
Because of the activities that Acela planned. So I was really busy the entire time I was there, but in a positive way. So just the bonding experiences during the daytime in class, and then the afternoons, there was a lot of activities that we could go on. And then that weekend, we went sandboarding. So there was just a lot of opportunities for us to get to know each other.
That's awesome. Have you kept in contact after the program?
Yes.
Nice. Through Facebook or email?
Facebook, text messages, phone calls, Snapchat. I've definitely built some lasting friendships in Peru.
Did you use your phone while you were down there for communication?
Did. I did not have service, but in Lima, there is free Wi-Fi available everywhere. On the street, you can get free Wi-Fi. So I was able to use my iPhone and just connect to Wi-Fi wherever I was.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good to know.
Yes, it was really nice. And, of course, the school has Wi-Fi, so we were able to contact each other whenever we were on Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. What were some of your most memorable trips or excursions that you did? I know you mentioned sandboarding, but what else did you do?
Oh my goodness, the list of activities we did. There was just so many. So sandboarding was definitely my favorite one. But we did get to learn a lot about the culture. We visited the center of Lima, where the president lives, so that was really nice to see. Some other excursions that we did. Let's see. Oh, I can't even think right now. I definitely, one of my most memorable things that I did was I visited Machu Picchu. Although that wasn't included in my program, the professors were really helpful in helping me set up a weekend trip in between classes. So it was nice that Acela had things planned for us and our schedule was kind of packed, but we'd still had that time to kind of venture off and explore more of the country.
So studying abroad can be intimidating or something that people aren't sure, like you said, like, is this even a real program? So what encouragement do you have for others who are thinking of going?
My biggest encouragement is to do it and to do it with a school like Acela, because I had never even traveled outside of the United States, so I was really afraid to go. But because the professors were so helpful and the staff was so attentive, I even got sick on my trip, and the school director was calling me the very next day just to check up on me. So that was very comforting to know that. Even though I was in a different country, I had support.
Yeah, that's really nice to have that. Did you end up just getting better, or did you have to use the medical system there?
Oh, I just got better. I got
Okay,
better.
that's good.
I think it was just a 24-hour kind of sickness of just being in a different environment.
Oh, yes, I think it's pretty normal.
Yes.
What is your favorite Spanish word or phrase, or maybe one that was new to you from South America?
I think the biggest word that was used on the entire trip was chévere. So that's a
Okay.
word I had never heard of before, and it just means pretty much. It's one of those words where you just use for any kind of happy expression. So like here in the United States we use cool. In Mexico we say ay, qué padre, and while in Peru I learned chévere. So we use that for everything.
That's awesome. Have you brought some of that back with you then to use?
I've used it a few times.
Okay.
My friends kind of laugh because they've never heard it before, but you immerse yourself in that country and then you come back speaking the same way.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Thank you so much, Aurora, for sharing your time and everything that happened to you during your immersion program.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be able to share my experience.